Chapter 29, Seat Number 13. Robert is going to visit his friend Elena. He doesn't let her know because he wants to come unexpectedly. He wants to ask her to marry him. Robert buys a bus ticket. It takes 2 hours to get there. Robert doesn't want to waste this time. He takes a textbook with him. He wants to study Spanish. Robert gets on the bus. He has seat number 13. A man sits down next to him. The bus departs from the station. Robert takes out his textbook. He begins doing the first exercise. Robert has to translate a text. He translates only 2 sentences when his phone starts ringing. This is David calling.
Hi, Robert. Is it true?
David asks.
Yes, it's true, Robert answers.
Well, how did you find out about it?
I read it on Twitter. It's great. It's a pity we won't see each other soon.
I wish you good luck, David says and finishes the conversation. Robert doesn't understand. Why won't we see each other soon? He also did not post on Twitter that he was going to ask Elena to marry him. Robert takes out the textbook again. He tries to study Spanish. About 15 minutes pass. The phone rings again. Lena's phone number is on the screen.
Hi, Robert,
Lena says.
Hi, Lena,
Robert answers.
Why didn't you tell me?
And Lena begins to cry.
I'll wait for you.
The bus goes into a tunnel and the connection breaks. Robert is confused. He looks at the textbook but cannot study. He thinks about the strange calls. Then he sees the number 13 on his seat. Robert feels uneasy. He takes out the phone to call Elena. The telephone screen does not light up. Robert forgot to charge it. The bus arrives in Elena's city an hour later. Robert goes out to the station and takes a tram to Elena's house. He comes to her house unexpectedly, and Lena is very worried.
Hi, Lena, he says and hugs her. Hi, Robert,
Elena answers. She is glad that Robert came. She kisses him.
Why did you tell me you would wait for me?
Robert asks.
Wait for me to return from where?
I read on Twitter that you're going to join the army, she says. Robert recalls that yesterday evening he wrote something on Twitter on his acquaintance's tablet and forgot to log out of his profile. Robert understands that his acquaintance played a prank. He asks Lena to switch on her laptop. He goes into his account and deletes the message. I am going to join the army. Robert and Elena laugh. Robert calls David and tells him all the story. He also says that Lena agrees to marry him.
I am really glad that you are going to get married instead of joining the army, David says gladly.